In many parts of Spring Green, properties are covered with deep pools of standing water, a month after June's heavy rains and floods. Governor Doyle says officials are working to help the state rebuild.
I have directed that $15 million of community development block grant money be specifically allocated by the Wisconsin Department of Commerce for flood relief efforts, to go out both to help individuals that need help, but also to help the local governments.
Doyle says even an inch of rain can undo a week's worth of pumping, which puts residents in a difficult situation. FEMA officials can't go in and assess the damage until the water recedes. Dolph DeMonts of FEMA says the water's not going anywhere fast.
We had our Corps of Engineers come in and they did an assessment, and they said that the water table, which is normally 10 feet below the surface, spread over the area, is now 4 feet under the surface. So any small amount of rain, water reaches its level and it balances out no matter what. There's nowhere to pump it, there's no way to move it.
Some Spring Green residents, like farmer Jeff Sprecher, say they can't wait. He says he's already lost 150 acres of cropland and some cattle to the floods. He and other residents are pushing a plan that would put culverts under the main highway.
And we could do some ditching, and we could have this water moved out in a short time instead of 5 years from now.
Meanwhile, FEMA officials are still encouraging people to register for disaster assistance. $31 million has been allocated so far to designated counties. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.